This is the Ancient Future Faith Network.
Well, folks, you're not going to believe who just came to my door. It's Bill Cole, the CFO of the Ancient Future Faith Network. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Good. In fact, you did just show up at my door, and I grabbed you and said, hey, come talk to me a few minutes about all the neat new stuff we're doing at the AFFN. I don't remember why you came by now.
I think it had something to do with finances and money good stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I grabbed you, Bill, to sit down for a few minutes in front of the microphone just to help me keep track of, and well, I'm really excited, I guess you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe bring me back down to earth a little bit, but help me keep track of and list and maybe even talk a little bit about some of the really nifty and new changes that have come to the AFFN website. I showed you a couple of them, and we're not quite ready to go public, but we're close. So, Bill, we got new stuff coming out at the AFFN website this fall. What do you think?
Oh, there's a lot of exciting things happening in the network. You know, one thing that is new is we have unveiled the AFFN Resource Partners. This is really an exciting development for us.
Yeah.
And frankly, we have been blessed beyond our initial expectations. So all of you need to go soon and look at the website to see all of the resources that the partners are providing for AFFN members and people who are interested in all things that are ancient future in the marketplace. We have 15 resource partners currently working with us. And man, there is stuff that you really need to check out.
You know, Bill, all along the way, as we have been building up the Ancient Future Faith Network, we've had members come to us and say, hey, I've got some really good books or artwork or calendars or whatever, goods and services. Is there a platform that we can have to show the world what we're doing beyond maybe our own blog or website? And so that was one of the things that was mm-hmm. high on our list to do this fall. And what Bill is talking about is a brand new area on the web called the Marketplace. And that's where AFFN resource partners can display their goods and services. We have, what do we got, Bill? We've got icons, we've got calendars, we've got web designers, so many things.
Boy, yeah. It just shows the breadth of how far ancient future is being led by the Spirit as far as what the Spirit is doing in the Church Universal.
Mm-hmm.
It is really exciting to see what God is doing with the network.
One of our network resource partners is Dr. Rob Huell, and I was describing what we wanted to do with this marketplace where folks could display their books or whatever. And Bill, I hardly even got half the sentence out, and he said, I'm in. I want to do that. So Rob is one of the people featured there in the marketplace. Bill, I'm thinking about a similar kind of thing. Well, when you said that we have such a depth and breadth of talent at the Ancient Future Faith Network, it reminded me of all the incredible resources that our own members are posting in the Abbey. And so let's tell folks about the brand new Ancient Future Knowledge Base.
Again, something that the Spirit revealed to us as an incredibly important piece. And this is literally an ongoing developing library of information and resources available to church leaders, church elders, church pastors, about all things that will help you center yourself in ancient future worship to fuel the tasks of the church.
Yeah, the way this works is our own Ancient Future Network members provide us materials, say papers or interesting articles that they've written. Those go to the Abbey and are available for people to see. Some are unlocked and some are restricted, but all of those things stay in the Abbey for a short period of time, and then they are permanently archived in the knowledge base. And Bill, that knowledge base is just growing and growing and growing. Our web guy said the other day that we have over 10,000 pieces of content on the Ancient Future Faith website now.
Mm.
Amazing.
And I think it could be 100,000 within months.
Oh, well, the way it's growing now. Did I mention the latest web statistics to you?
No.
He said that in the last 30 days, just checked it, we've had over 11,000 page views. Mm-hmm. We've had 2,000, just in the last 30 days, 2,000 visitors. And of those, over 1,000 were brand new visits.
Well, God is obviously using the network for his purposes, And frankly, I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Me too. One other thing that excites me, you can tell I'm excited, right?
Mm-hmm.
One other thing that excites me is that one of our AFFN board members, Carl Peters, and I went to visit Joanne Weber. Now, you know Joanne.
Sure.
She's the widow of the late Robert E. Weber. And she had a treasure trove, at least that's the way I think of it, of materials that she had not yet been through, of Bob's old workshop materials, remaindered books, audio files, mm-hmm. lectures, this kind of thing. And for the first time since his death, we're putting back on the web again a store where people can buy Robert Weber materials. Now, you can go to Amazon and other places like that to buy books. But if you come to the Ancient Future Faith Network site and go to the Robert E. Weber store, you're going to be buying materials that were in Bob's own personal collection that he used in his lectures and workshops. And you'll also be benefiting Joanne because those things belong to her. They belong to the Robert Weber estate. And for the first time since his death, we're putting back on the web his own Ancient Future resources, including, Bill, an exclusive to us, and that is all of the Journey to Jesus Evangelism and Discipleship Process books. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And Chris, I can testify, this is the first time I've actually heard Bob Weber's voice personally. And I know many of you who studied with Bob along the way, you know, were simply enthralled with his information and his style. But being able to have that as an ongoing resource, as the kingdom building activities continue accelerating, man, this is amazing.
Yeah, some of those resources that are both in the Abbey and then, of course, eventually the knowledge base, and also some of the resources in the Robert E. Weber store on the Ancient Future Faith Network, they either haven't been seen ever,
mm-hmm.
or they're incredibly rare, or they haven't been seen in a very long time. So it's a blessing to have these things on our site.
Absolutely. And I would encourage everyone who is listening to this right now to go to ancientfuturefaithnetwork.org and review what's there. If you haven't been in a while or you've never been, this is the time to go.
Yeah. The store is coming soon. The marketplace featuring our AFFN resource partners is coming soon. We're just within a matter of hours or mm-hmm. a day or so, Bill. And the knowledge base is already up and running. By the time you hear this, folks, all of those things will probably be up and running. I'm just so excited. Sorry for grabbing you when you came to my door, but I really wanted to have a conversation with you about this because I'm excited.
And these are exciting times. The Spirit is moving. We're being led. And frankly, all of us are excited at the network.
We are. So folks, zip over to ancientfuturefaithnetwork.org. And in the meantime, the Lord be with you.
Thank you for listening to another audio resource from the Ancient Future Faith Network. For more information, including where to get the materials mentioned here, please visit our website at www.ancientfuturefaithnetwork.org.